Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Pendengar sekalian, setiap warga negara Australia yang ada dalam daftar pemilih dapat dipanggil untuk menjadi juri. Namun, apa yang terlibat jika Anda dipanggil menjadi juri dan apakah juri itu? Berikut ini sebuah laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Ciara Pasano untuk SBS News. Juri adalah bagian penting dari sistem hukum Australia. Salah satu hal yang merupakan kewajiban sipil sebagai warga negara Australia adalah menjadi juri jika Anda dipanggil untuk melakukannya, dan orang-orang yang tidak memenuhi panggilan itu akan dikenakan denda. Layanan juri memungkinkan anggota masyarakat untuk mengambil peran aktif dalam administrasi peradilan. Dr. Andrew Burke adalah dosen di Sekolah Hukum Macquarie dan merupakan direktur dari Departemen Juris Doktor.
Juries are a way of involving the community in the legal process. And in that sense, juries are part of Australian democracy, so that when somebody is charged with a serious crime, the people who get to decide if that person is guilty or not is not a lawyer or a judge, but 12 ordinary members of the community who make up the jury.
Associate Professor Jackie Horan dari Fakultas Hukum di Monash University menjelaskan, juri di Australia hanya digunakan untuk sebagian jenis pengadilan tertentu.
The juries in Australia are only in cases that are very serious. So we have them for murder trials, armed robbery trials, and trials of sexual assault. The less serious criminal cases like theft are just heard without a jury with a judge.
Direktur Pusat Hukum dan Keadilan di Universitas Charles Sturt, Mark Nolan, mengatakan nama kandidat dipilih secara acak dari daftar pemilih Australia.
Usually the process is you would receive a letter that says you have been summoned for jury duty. Go to this website and fill in a survey and tell us about yourself and tell us about whether you think you can sit on a trial and be a juror. Sometimes it might ask you questions about your English language proficiency. Sometimes it might ask you questions about your work, whether you know someone who is involved in the case or not.
Associate Professor Horan menjelaskan, biasanya dalam persidangan dewan juri terdiri dari 12 orang, namun kadang-kadang bisa lebih sedikit dan aturannya berbeda-beda di setiap negara bagian dan teritori.
In the serious criminal cases, the number of jurors in a case isn't always the same. It depends on the different parts of Australia where you're in, but usually it's 12. In some places in Australia, they actually have juries for civil cases, like they do in America. So there might be a civil case of somebody suffering a major injury, perhaps in a hospital, and that they can sue the hospital or the doctors. And that case in some places like Victoria, you can actually have a jury of 6 people who hear that case.
Dr. Burke menjelaskan, dalam keadaan tertentu, seorang kandidat juri dapat dikecualikan, seperti orang tua tunggal dari anak-anak kecil atau jika seseorang menjalankan bisnis kecil dan ketidakhadiran mereka akan mempengaruhi bisnis itu.
The Jury Act exempts some categories of people from jury duty. For example, lawyers. I'm exempt from being a juror because I'm a lawyer. Also, people with very important jobs. If you are an emergency doctor or a nurse during a pandemic, for example, you don't have to be a juror.
Begitu pula jika seseorang mengalami gangguan pendengaran, jika memiliki masalah kesehatan yang serius, jika mereka adalah pengasuh orang lanjut usia dan tidak dapat meninggalkannya, mereka dapat dikecualikan. Dr. Burke mengatakan, jika seorang juri merasa bahwa mereka tidak akan bisa tinggal selama persidangan, mereka harus mengatakannya sebelum persidangan itu dimulai.
At the very beginning, before the trial starts, the judge or the Crown Prosecutor will give a brief description to the jurors to say that this is what the charge is and this is what the sort of evidence that you're going to hear. So, of course, many trials might involve upsetting evidence and photographs and so on. So they describe that and they'll say, if any of you think that you are unable to do this and to be unable to be impartial about the evidence, then say so now and you can be excused.
Dr. Burke mengatakan, begitu persidangan dimulai, juri harus mendengarkan semua bukti.
So the jury must be there for all the evidence. So all the witnesses giving evidence, they see all of the photographs, any video, DNA, any of that kind of evidence, but they're out of the courtroom when there are arguments about what the law is. And then when those arguments are settled, they come back in and the judge will explain to the jury what law they must apply to decide guilt or not guilty.
Pada saat juri bertugas, mereka biasanya diberi instruksi untuk tidak berbicara dengan siapapun tentang kasus itu atau mencari informasi secara online. Juri biasanya bertugas di persidangan yang memakan waktu antara 7 sampai 12 hari. Meskipun lebih banyak hal yang terlibat, seperti untuk tersangka teroris, bisa memakan waktu berbulan-bulan, bahkan lebih dari setahun. Juri sering ditanya tentang ketersediaan mereka terlebih dahulu jika mereka terpilih dalam persidangan yang memakan waktu panjang.
And once all the witnesses have been heard and all the evidence is given into court, if there's documents, the jury are then given those documents and they're given the transcript of the court case and they're put into a jury deliberation room and they're asked to deliberate. And it can take some time, several hours, for the 12 people to talk through all the issues to make sure that they're satisfied that either the defendant is guilty beyond reasonable doubt, or if they're unsure, that the finding would be not guilty.
Dr. Horan mengatakan keputusan juri harus bulat atau dalam beberapa kasus 11 banding 1.
Whilst the serious cases like murder in most parts of Australia require all 12 jurors to agree, there are some times where only 11 out of the 12 jurors need to agree for a verdict to be accepted by the judge from the jury. So, for example, it might be a sexual assault case and 11 of the jurors perhaps agree that the defendant is guilty and one of the jurors does not. That will be sufficient for the court to accept the jury's verdict to be guilty of the offences charged beyond reasonable doubt.
Dan bagaimana jika para juri tidak dapat mencapai kesepakatan? Jika hal itu terjadi, maka akan diadakan persidangan baru. Berikut ini penjelasan dari Dr. Burke.
If the jury cannot agree, 12-0 or 11-1, then it's what's known as a hung jury. And that means that there must be a new trial. Start all over again with a new trial and different jury. Or at that point, the prosecution can say, well, we give up. We're not going to win, so we give up. The prosecution would usually give up after maybe 2 or 3 goes.
Pada hari-hari juri bertugas, mereka juga mendapatkan bayaran sesuai dengan gaji mereka. Berikut ini penjelasan Dr. Mohoran.
It is a requirement of everybody's boss that they paid the equivalent of what they'd normally be paid for if they were going to work, but they actually go into jury service. So each state and territory gives you some money each day that you attend jury service, but if that's not the same as how much you normally earn, then your boss still has to cover that.
Kebanyakan orang pada awalnya khawatir tentang bertugas menjadi juri. Namun mereka yang telah melaluinya sering menghargai pengalaman tersebut.
It's not very often in your life that you get to do somebody else's job for a week or two. But in this case, citizens are able to be a judge and see how the justice system works. And it's a very fascinating once-in-a-lifetime experience that after you've done it, you really appreciate it. And research has shown that people are happy to do it again once they've done it once.
Demikianlah tadi sebuah rangkuman mengenai juri cuti atau tugas juri yang dirangkum oleh Ciara Pasano untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.